Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Brian Stensis and his wife Sherry and their children have all been involved in the Lord's service for many long years. Several of them are still serving in Uganda. One of the sons is pastoring, and Brian is now, well, let me just share what he says, retirement or redirection. Over the years, I've heard many opinions about missionary retirement, and some believe that once a person has served on the field for many years, he's earned the right to rest. But then others feel a missionary should never step away from ministry responsibilities. Sherry and I never imagined we would one day have to leave the mission field. We fully expected to serve in Uganda for the remainder of our lives. Yet, medical challenges are real, and sometimes the Lord redirects our steps in ways we would not have chosen for ourselves. I struggled with guilt and frustration for quite some time after having to return to the States. But I finally realized God put us exactly where He wanted us, so we just needed to rest in Him and get to work. Now, some say we retired. The simple truth is, we have not retired. We've only slowed down because of physical limitations, and we redirected our focus and abilities. Our calling to serve the Lord has not changed. Now, our location and pace may have changed, but our purpose remains the same. Sherry continues to serve faithfully. She teaches ladies in our church, personally disciples many women. She speaks at ladies' meetings in churches, and she is always ready to encourage younger women in their walk with Christ. She also faithfully assists me in carrying out the ministry the Lord has entrusted to us. And though our season of ministry looks different than it once did, her heart for serving the Lord and helping others constantly grows and has not diminished. As for me, I remain busy studying, teaching, and preaching as much as my health allows, although I cannot walk for long distances or stand for extended periods. God has graciously provided many opportunities to continue ministering. I'm grateful to be able to teach missions classes online for West Coast Baptist College. In our home church, I teach several institute classes. My present class has 38 students. And when both teenagers and older believers ask if I would teach them more about missions, I gladly begin another mission class that now includes 20 students eager to learn about God's work around the world. Many of the college students from our church are in Bible college studying for different mission fields. And then I also teach an adult Sunday school class. I fill in for our pastor when needed. Over recent years, I've had the privilege of teaching different books of the Bible and various topics during both Sunday and Wednesday evening services. And additionally, I'm grateful for the opportunities to assist other pastors in the area when they're ill or need temporary help. And besides that, the Lord continues to open doors of service, even if they look different from those we once walked through overseas. There are always several maintenance jobs to do at church, and they did, however, bar me from climbing ladders when both my ladder and I came tumbling down like the walls of Jericho. Another change of focus. Well, I'll finish this tomorrow, but I hope this gives you a different perspective about missions.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.